Florida citrus shipments, including exports, have started the season with considerably lower volumes than last season at this point. Florida Department of Citrus Executive Director Doug Ackerman addresses the export issue and other fresh citrus marketing concerns. Fresh fruit exports down 31% overall, including 41% in Japan. Tell us a little bit about these fresh shipments, especially exports down that much, and what we're going to look at.
Well, we started harvesting late. Fruit was maturing much later than normal. You know, we are catching up, so to speak, but we're seeing some quality and size issues this year like we did last year as well. So it's a combination of things, but by and large, the shipments are starting to catch up. It's just late this year.
I think you said the department, though, is going to have some recommendations coming on fresh fruit.
Yeah, two different topics. The recommendations on fresh fruit were a request from the Round Orange guys to take a look at really what that market looks like. I know with Cuties and now Halos and what they've done to the marketplace, how can we, the fresh fruit market in Florida, how can we best take advantage of some of those things? Look at the way that consumers are consuming fresh fruit and look at positioning and marketing for our Round Oranges.
And when will those recommendations be coming?
Well, we've had some initial focus groups, and we've shared that result with the marketing and advertising group for the Packers. The next step after you do focus group and you get qualitative research is to take it to quantitative, so we'll do some surveys. We've gotten some input from that group, and Dr. House, Lisa House at the university, is revamping her questionnaire with input from the industry, and we hope to field that in January.
Ackerman also discusses some personnel changes at the department.
We're very sad to see Karen Mathis leave. She has been with the department for about 6 years. She is leaving to go spend more time with her husband, who's in St. Augustine. So she's been commuting, spending weekends with him. So we hope that she enjoys more time with her husband and we'll miss her. At the same time, we've hired Dave Steele, who we've got from Polk State University. We've hired him. He'll start at the end of the month. We're very excited by bringing in some fresh eyes and a fresh approach with David, and he's just in time for us to start focus on this new PR approach. And then Tammy Wired has joined us in a shopper marketing role. She's got heavy experience on the West Coast with Safeway and brings a very retail-oriented and retail focus to that position, and has had an immediate impact from the moment she hit the ground. So we've got an exciting new staff members coming in, really at a time where we're really revamping and making sure that we're focusing all of our efforts on returning dollars back to the growers best we can.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.